A cornerstone of workforce development and poverty reduction in Trail will be closing its doors at the end of September due to cuts in government funding. For nearly three decades, the Skills Center has provided job seekers with innovative skills training and education and led programs in poverty reduction and community development. Many of its initiatives have been directed at youth, women, newcomers, and individuals facing barriers to employment. Rhys Andrew, board chair of the Skills Center Society, says recent shifts in government funding priorities have created significant financial challenges for the organization.
Our funding all came from provincial and federal governments almost exclusively. And so a reduction in funding for employment services or the poverty reduction work that we've done in the community became more and more challenging.
The organization says while it's no longer financially sustainable for them to continue operating the center, they are working hard to ensure that, where possible, current programs will be completed or transferred to other service providers to minimize disruptions to clients and the community. But Andrews notes the center's closure will undoubtedly leave a huge gap in services.
We provide a diverse range of programming, and some of the programming that and the clients that are particularly concerned about are people with multiple barriers to employment, and some of our poverty reduction work. People that are particularly vulnerable. This is a very successful organization that is failing, and the Skills Center. And it did good work, and that work hopefully will go on to other organizations. But I think there will be a reduction in service level without question.
In 2024, the center had bought and renovated the buildings at the intersection of Esplanade and El Dorado Streets in downtown Trail with support from Infrastructure Canada, the Columbia Basin Trust, tech, and other stakeholders. Their intention was to create a community hub, and Andrews says that initiative had been working, but now the organization is faced with potentially having to sell the building.
We saw that project as a real investment in the community, and the goal of that was to operate a community hub, and there's several not-for-profits operating out of that building right now, along with the Skills Center. So that vision was happening. But honestly, the level of reduction in our funding is massive and really quite unpredictable. We just did not see it as a potential risk, and now it proves to be otherwise. But it's a painful aspect of this, and as a not-for-profit, we need to be accountable and responsible to this project and see it through the best that we can.
For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.